High School Homecoming is all about welcoming students back. This year, across the Washington region, the pep rallies and football games have been more meaningful than ever. At one high school in the district, homecoming was the largest event administrators have hosted since the beginning of the pandemic. WAMU's education reporter Debbie Trong attended homecoming celebrations at one D.C. high school and takes us there.
Hundreds of students are gathered on the bleachers overlooking the football field at Theodore Roosevelt High School in Petworth. They're here for a homecoming pep rally. The last time this many students were together at once, it was February of 2020. But this isn't exactly like any other homecoming. There's no dance this year. It was canceled over COVID concerns. Principal Justin Ralston had to break that news.
And I had made this decision about a month ago. We had a couple of COVID cases a week, and so at the time, I just didn't think it was in the best interest of our students or our staff safety-wise.
There is a homecoming football game and a dance-off at the pep rally. Cheerleaders perform, the school band plays, students and teachers compete in a relay race.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. The votes are in for homecoming courts.
It's time to announce the homecoming court.
Your queen, Zanaya Johnson! And your king, Angelo Lansford!
Someone drapes a bright blue homecoming queen sash over 18-year-old Zanaya Johnson's sweatshirt. Her crown glistens on top of her red hair. She's beaming. Homecoming King Angelo Lansford is a wide receiver in the football team, the Rough Riders. He wears his orange and blue jersey as he poses for photos with Zanaya. After more than a year of staying home and after missing an entire football season, Angelo says school is starting to finally feel normal again.
It was hard. Football was taken away from me for a year, and being able to come back to school was taken away from me. So it's a lot of stuff I had to be determined about to overcome.
Before the football season was officially canceled last year, head football coach Christopher Harden fielded calls nearly every day from players, wondering if they could practice.
To have to keep saying no and there's nothing, you know, I can tell you right now, information-wise, it was kind of heartbreaking.
Harden says he's noticed a new maturity in some of his players this year. Many had to look after younger siblings when they were stuck at home last school year. He sensed a shift on the field, too.
That year off put a little bit of spark in these guys and have them a little bit more hungry and a little bit more dedicated because they had something that they loved taken away from them. To get it back, I think it make them more focused and more involved because they see that any given time, this can be taken away.
Welcome to the 2021 Roosevelt Rough Riders Homecoming.
The day of the big homecoming football game, it's pouring rain. Crowds are thin. But dozens of parents, alumni, and current students still showed up. They stand on the bleachers, huddled close in rain jackets and ponchos. A win against H.D. Woodson High School would clinch the division title for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Roosevelt falls behind 12-0 early in the game. The frustration is palpable.
Good dope.
But they slowly make up ground, scoring their first touchdown midway through the second quarter. And after returning from halftime, Roosevelt pulls away with the lead. The Rough Riders lead the rest of the way, bringing the division title home for the first time since 1979. After more than a year of disruption, it's exactly the comeback they had hoped for. For WAMU, I'm Debbie Trong.